Some exciting news coming from Barnes of Rose Hill in Berryville, a matching grant program, and here to tell us all about it is the chair of Barnes of Rose Hill, Diana Kincannon. Diana, great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
Before we talk about this matching grant program that's going to support the programs there at the Barnes, a word about Barnes of Rose Hill and the incredible things that go on there.
Thank you. Yes, Barnes of Rose Hill opened 6 years ago as a center for the arts, education, and community. And this past year, 2017, more than 7,000 people came through our doors to programs across a wide variety of the arts, including music, films, exhibits, author lectures, all sorts of events, more than 80 programs and classes and workshops altogether.
Excellent. That sounded perfect. And I was hoping you'd go to those stats, so that was a perfect lead-in. And let's see. All righty. And a lot of those are... So let's see. Obviously, Diana, it takes money to put on programs like this. And by the way, a lot of the programs that you do offer to the public are free. But to bring in some of these artists and some of these programs does take money. Tell us about this new matching grant that's so exciting.
You bet. It's the Leadership Partner Opportunity, which is a matching grant that has been created by the Bank of Clark County and Berryville resident and Barnes director, Michael Hobart. They are offering seed funding over the next 3 years to match new gifts and corporate sponsorships of at least $500. And this new funding will help us to grow program offerings, enriching lives through the arts, education, and community, all of the work that we do at the Barnes of Rose Hill.
And by being a leadership partner, I'm sure that carries a lot of pluses to it.
It does indeed. It's a wonderful way, actually, for businesses to promote their companies while bringing the arts to life. Our event sponsors are recognized in all of our print and electronic promotions over several weeks of program promotions, and it's therefore an excellent marketing value for an investment of $500, which is deductible as a business expense. They get a great deal of coverage. We have thousands of people who visit our website and Facebook pages, and we do promotions on many, many free event listings as well. We recognize our sponsors in all of those.
Well, this is cool that Bank of Clark County and Michael Hobart step up to be seed funders, but you're actually welcoming other seed funders too.
Yes, exactly. We're at the very beginning of this program. We're delighted to have Michael and the Bank of Clark County as our initial seed funders. But as you can imagine, we will want to grow that, and we invite other companies who want to participate in this and issue a challenge to other organizations and individuals to get to know the Barnes, to take a look at whether what we do supports their values and promotes their values. So, yes, we are indeed welcoming new seed sponsors as well as matchings.
All right. If they want more information, what's your website, Diana?
The website is barnsofrosehill.org, barnsofrosehill.org. And, of course, anyone wanting to visit the Facebook page will simply enter Barnes of Rose Hill, and you'll go right there.
All right. Some exciting news involving matching grants and the incredible programs all year long there at Barnes of Rose Hill. The chair is Diana Kincannon. She's been our guest on the Community Corner. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you so much, Barry. Take good care.